Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blaeholder, and towards Storti, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. There goes Morgan. The throw from Farrell to second, and Morgan is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Levy for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Porter reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-1 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Benny Bengo now catching. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague strikes out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy misplays the ball. That's an error on Levy. Brown moves to third. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Porter scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder has Cecil trapped. There's the throw to Bengo and over to Storti, who tags Cecil for the out. Averill moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cecil. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montague moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montague. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Montague steals third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Porter bunts towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. Montague scores. Brown moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Bengo and he is out, Storti applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for George Blaeholder. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Campbell moves to second. 2 outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com strikes out. 1 out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montague takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Montague moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter strikes out. There goes Montague. The throw from Bengo and Montague is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 3 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schult pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. Johnny Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.